First thing I should say is I'm not sure about that baseball ornament. Although he sure was a good looking guy. I'll find out who's responsible for that and we'll talk later. Now comes that Sunday of the church year when so many of you are looking forward to this sermon because of the Kids Children's Program. I have about an 8-minute sermon. Don't get used to it. But grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our sermon today is this: Are You Ready for Christmas? Based on Mark chapter 13, these verses, listen very carefully. Jesus said, "Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, whether in the evening, at midnight, when the rooster crows, in the morning, in case he should come suddenly and find you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all, be on the alert." So here we are, the Sunday of the children's Christmas program. The Sunday before Christmas. 5 days before Christmas. Are you ready for Christmas? Now, when most folks ask you that question these days, they mean things like this: got all your shopping done? Got all your baking done? Got all your decorations up? Got all your plans made? But that's not what I mean today when I ask you this question, which is also our brief sermon's title, Ready for Christmas? Today is the fourth and the last Sunday of Advent. Advent is a season of preparation, preparation for the coming of the Christ child at Bethlehem, but especially preparation for the coming of Jesus when he comes at the end of the world as King of Kings and Lord of Lords at the end of life on this earth. For that day, I ask you today's sermon's title: Are you ready? How quickly things can change when we're not ready. On September 13th, 1759, I say it again. Was anybody there? No, Herb, you weren't there yet. On September 13th, 1759, one of the most important battles of the 18th century was fought. A battle that changed the course of history here in Canada. It was the battle on the Heights of Abraham. The Heights of Abraham were, and still are, the high cliffs above the St. Lawrence River, protecting that strategic city, Quebec City. The Marquis of Montcalm, the commander of the French troops, and he and his defenders were there to take care of the city of Quebec. But he felt so ready. He felt so secure because of the natural protection of the high cliffs that he would have nothing to fear about a river attack on this strategic city. So he sent only a very small detachment of soldiers to guard the Heights of Abraham and to repel anybody who would be foolish enough to try to make a river attack and to scale those heights. However, General Wolfe of the British forces found a way up the cliffs that led to the top. And when he got to the top, he found the small garrison of the French guard completely asleep and unprepared. And they were quickly overwhelmed. And by dawn of the next day, General Wolfe had 4,828 British troops on top of the Heights of Abraham. And as they say, the rest is history. The following day, Quebec City surrendered, and with it, the French lost Canada. That loss came about because the French commander was not ready, and his troops had fallen asleep. Had they been alert that day, the entire history of Canada would have been changed, and today you would have probably heard this sermon preached to you in French. Oh, how things can change when we're not ready. So today, when I ask you, ready for Christmas? I'm really asking you, are you ready for that day when Jesus Christ, the Christmas babe, will come again at the end of the world as the judge of all mankind? Now, you and I know when Christmas Day is. It's this Friday, December 25th, 2009. But none of us know the date of Jesus' second coming when he will bring with him the end of this world. Listen again to Mark 13. Jesus said, "Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, whether in the evening, at midnight, when the rooster crows in the morning, in case he should come suddenly and find you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all, be on the alert." Not only do we not know the date of Jesus' second coming at the end of this world, none of us here know the date of our own death and the end of our life on this earth. Are you ready? Are you ready for that day when you will meet your Maker? The good news of Holy Scripture is this. We can all be ready. We can be ready because this judge who will meet us at the end of the day is also that precious babe of Bethlehem, the son of Mary, Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the Son of God, of whom the children were speaking, who has come into our world to save sinners like you and me because of our sin. He is that precious Son of God, spoken in that most famous of all Bible passages from the 16th verse of John's third chapter. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." For those who believe in him, for those who put their trust in him, for those who put their lives into his care, for those who look to him alone for forgiveness and salvation, they are ready. Ready for the true joys of Christmas. And ready for the joys of everlasting life when he comes back to take us to be with him forever in heaven. So, my friends, when somebody asked you, "Ready for Christmas?" This year, make a difference. Don't give them the usual answer they're expecting. Don't talk about wrapped gifts, baked goods finished, decorations hung, party plans made. In the next few days, when someone asks you that question, "Ready for Christmas?" with a twinkle in your eye and a smile on your lips, say, "Yes, I'm ready. Ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus and ready for his coming again at the end of the world." Are you ready? God grants you both a peaceful readiness and a great joy as you await the coming of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's your once a year 8-minute sermon. Amen.